stories at townhall.com.
As a trusted choice in government relations, public figures turn to Reliant Florida for political consulting and reliable legislative lobbying. Count on Reliant's public affairs professionals to maneuver through complex policy issues. Every Reliant employee comes from a distinguished background with deep ethical conviction and are talented within a specific consulting discipline to reposition your organization in today's political and corporate marketplace. Visit ReliantFlorida.com to get started.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Happy Thursday, everybody. This is Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County, welcoming you to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And we're going to have a good day here. I've got a few people in the studio. First of all, the ever so wonderful Velvet Voice, Roger Henderson with WBOB. Hey,
you know, Karen, you make the rest of us feel inadequate when, when you sit there and give him so many compliments.
And they're very adequate, Karen. Come on.
Well, the,
John,
yes.
I'm sitting next to John.
Yeah. the always adequate John Crowell.
I may be Velvet Voice, but he's Golden Voice.
There, see? See?
Age counts. Is that what you're referring to? I've gone into my offended mode.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, this is getting off to a great start. I love this. And also joining us today in the studio is the president of the Duval Trump Club, Mr. Jim Davis. Jim.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'll be the craggly voice.
The what voice?
I'll be the craggly voice.
Now, exactly what is a craggly voice?
It's kind of like this.
Sounds great.
Ah, the old sage kind of voice, the southern sage, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. All right. Just so I'm following along, because, you know, it's been a long month.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you sound, as long as you say it with a southern accent, it always sounds
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, it has been a really time-consuming and energy-sapping month for you.
It has with
the election going on, and then even after the election,
and even after,
you would think, okay, all of our guys won pretty much.
Yeah, all of our guys won, and then we had magic votes that appeared out of nowhere. Tens of thousands of magic votes. And that was that definitely an issue. Fortunately, here in Duval County, we were able to at least stem the tide of the targeting that was done specifically for Andrew Gillum, and keep them from getting the 35,000 to 40,000 vote margin that they were trying to get here in Duval. Had they gotten that, which was the original plan, had they gotten that 35,000 to 40,000 vote margin, then those magic votes would probably been enough to upset possibly one or two of those elections.
Really?
Yeah. But the reason, the way we kept them from getting that was to increase our voter turnout for registered Republican voters here in Duval County. And I talked about this, and it kind of got blown way out of proportion by some people who are It got totally misrepresented.
Okay.
When we were talking about basically the postmortem of an election. Every party needs to do one. Every party, if they don't, they're idiots for not looking at what happened, exactly what happened and why, and look at the dynamics involved in
the
any
phraseology
election.
Sounds so dark. Postmortem. Can we come up with something different? Like,
no, because that's if you win, you need a postmortem.
They should call it something else, like lessons learned.
Well,
or
I think
debriefing.
Debriefing.
I believe the Army calls it an after action review.
Okay. Well, coming from the health industry, I was a nurse. Postmortem was like what I know.
Okay.
But anyway, we did this after action review, and we talked about a lot of different dynamics. But one of the things that happened was that looking back historically at voter turnout in Duval County in midterm elections, the highest turnout we've ever had is 60%. And we did it two midterms in a row. We had a 60% turnout in 2012. We had a 60% turnout in 2014. So thinking that we would probably still wind up with about a 60% turnout, they thought they pretty much had their 35,000 to 40,000 vote margin.
What happened this year?
This year, we turned out 70.92% of the Republican vote.
Some
in
people
a
call that a failure?
Yeah, apparently. Some people 80%. Say that's a failure.
It might as well be 80% turnout.
Well, and that, which for a midterm is, I mean, that's just literally 70% turnout. People said, you know, you'll never get a 70% turnout in a midterm. Never going to happen. Well, we did. We did get a 70% turnout. And when you look at the number of registered voters, Republican voters in Duval County, there's 221,000 some odd number of voters who were registered Republican at the time that were eligible to vote in the November election. They had registered to vote prior to October 9th and were eligible voters. That 10% increase in voter turnout for Republicans meant an additional 22,000 Republicans went to the polls that they really didn't think would happen. So it cut their margins significantly and probably kept them from being able to take over the state of Florida.
Now, Northeast Florida, you know, Duval, of course, is the most populated county. You kind of, we mentioned this before in the program, serves like a big sister to some of the smaller surrounding counties. Mm-hmm. Was there any involvement indirectly that you had on their turnout as well that you can point to?
I'm sure we did, and I'm sure it goes back and forth. I mean, mm-hmm. efforts that, even sitting here on the radio, obviously we're sitting here in the middle of Duval County, but we have people listening from all of the surrounding counties, and I get people who talk to me all the time who have listened to the show. We're from Clay County or St. Johns County or Baker County or even Lake County or in Georgia even. Mm-hmm. Certainly we have an effect, but so do they. When Nassau County has an event, we post it, and vice versa. When we're doing something, we kind of cross reference everything. So I'm sure it did have some effect. One of the issues that we run into, and it's just a reality, is that in Duval County, we are seeing people moving out of this county for reasons other than politics. School choice, the quality of schools being one of the main issues. They work in Duval, but they're moving to Clay County, St. Johns County, big time.
Especially St. Johns County.
Especially
yes.
St. Johns. And now they're also starting to move into Baker County.
Right. What about Nassau County? I hear that's like
some,
a growing area.
Yeah, it is. There are some, absolutely mm-hmm. some growing areas. So people are saying goodbye to a lot of things in Duval. People are moving into the surrounding counties. And a lot of people who are able to get out and make those kinds of moves are Republican voters. So that is long term going to have an ongoing effect in Duval. You're going to see, you know, the bedroom communities. Mm-hmm. As Duval gets larger and larger, becomes a bigger metropolitan area, people have a tendency mm-hmm. to move out into those bedroom communities.
Continue to work.
You're right.
In Duval County.
Right.
However, commute back and forth.
Commute back and forth.
And that's common in many metro areas.
Indeed.
The larger. Yeah.
Indeed. And so what happens is the Republican vote in that metropolitan area slowly declines, and the Republican vote in the surrounding counties continues to grow. We've got, and I don't have a whole lot of time, but Bill Hay is on the phone. Bill, how are you?
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm good.
Just got in the car and got a chance to hear your voice, and you were I tagged in on the last part of that 70% turnout.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether anyone else that may have called before me has mentioned this or not, but in the past presidents of the Republican Executive Club, mm-hmm. and this is not a paid endorsement because Karen will tell you there's a lot of times that we get along like oil and water, but in the past presidents, there really hasn't been as much activity with the REC as there has been under your reign. And I don't think that, I think you're too humble to mention that you got an election coming up. And people need to remember that. This has been the most active that the local Republican Party, from the executive committee standpoint, has been in many, many years. And that 10% gain in turnout, actually, I think it was probably closer to 13%, is due mostly in part to your leadership. And I'm saying that without a paid endorsement or expecting a check in the mail, that is very much true. You have been, and even before you took over as chairman of the REC, I used to say you were the bridesmaid, never the bride, because you were out there working every day.
And you always did say that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when it came time for elections, it was like, oh, well, you know, Karen's just a volunteer, or Karen's just this, or Karen's the go-to girl. But now, you know, Karen's the president, and in my humble opinion, you need to be back in there again, because we've got a major election coming up in March of next year, and we need to not change captains in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
and that's just my personal opinion. But thanks for all you do, Karen.
Bill, thank you so very much. You have no idea how much that means to me. I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate it.
See ya.
Take care. See you soon. All right, folks. Well, on that note, from Bill Hay, the host of Saturday night's show here on WBOB, I'm speaking plainly. Bill is right. We have had our moments. Oil and water has does happen occasionally. But I, Bill, thank you. I truly, truly, truly thank you. That was most kind. All right, we are coming up on a break. We will be back in just a few minutes, and we'll continue our conversation.
Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is now offering CBD oil. If you haven't learned about the benefits of CBD oil, well, now is the time. Numerous medical studies have shown that CBD oil reduces nausea, eases inflammation, suppresses seizure activity, combats depression, and much more. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Fresh, all-natural foods, name-brand vitamins and supplements, and now they're stocking CBD oil. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island. Eat healthy, live healthy. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
This is the Savage Nation.
It's time to end the anchor baby loophole. Some wackadoodle judge will override the president. It will go to the Supreme Court. But here's the good news. Kavanaugh was just the beginning. Do you realize over the next few years that Trump will have at least one, perhaps two, Supreme Court justices to place on the Supreme Court? It's our Supreme Court now.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Leave it open just a tad. Yeah. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And welcome back from our break. During the break, we're switching out a couple of people here. So sorry for the confusion when we came back in. Still have the very adequate John Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The extremely adequate. Now, John Kraft is like, has been my right-hand person, probably my left-hand too, I don't know, for a few years now. He is currently the secretary of the Duval GOP, does so many different projects with the county party that I lost track ages ago. And to the point where, you know, he sees my name on the phone as it rings and answers it with, please leave a message at the sound of the beep. Beep. So, but he's a great guy. And John, I thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. But I'm gonna pass those nice words along to all of the folks that decided to volunteer
Indeed.
For the party in the last election. We did, as was said, we turned out in excess of 70%. But it could not have been done without those people that made the phone calls,
right.
that knocked on doors, that
right.
Stuffed envelopes, all of those things that that the party has been known to do for years and years and years.
Yes.
And those are the true unsung heroes. So if anyone out there that had volunteered, please don't throw your shoulder out of joint, but give yourself a good pat on the back.
Absolutely.
Because it was deeply appreciated by all of us and by the candidates worked so hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The volunteers, we can't do anything. We can't get anything accomplished without our volunteers. And it is amazing to see every cycle. The people who actually two groups of people, the people who've been around for a long time, who show up time and time and time and time again. And then it's always amazing to me to see the new people, the people that you've never heard of before, never seen anywhere, who have reached their limit. They just can't take anymore. They've got to get up. They've got to get out. They've got to do something. To make a change and to fight for our country and to fight for our state. So, and those volunteers come in with kind of a fresh enthusiasm, you know, that kind of gets everybody else going again.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we've got two people here now. Roger has left us for the day, Roger Henderson. But we have still with us Jim Davis, who's the president of our Duval Trump Club. And joining us now is Scott Thomas, who is the vice president of our Duval Trump Club.
Thank you, Karen.
Glad you're here. Thank you so much for being here. And this is one of the things where when you're looking at volunteers and looking at people who step up, people who have come on board relatively recently, that are the members of the Trump Club. People came out of the woodwork 2 and 3 years ago.
They're still coming out of it.
Absolutely.
Karen, I can tell you this. I get no exaggeration, I get 3 to 10 calls a week. It varies depending on what's going on in the political environment.
I believe
But three, consistently, 3 to 10 phone calls every week, people wanting to get involved, want to join the Duval Republican Trump Club.
Right.
And we're glad to have them because I remind them that this is not a free soda and bar snack club.
Right.
This is bring your shoes because you're going to wear them out. Bring some sunblock, and because if you come and join us, we're going to put you to work.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're listening out there right now and you want to get involved, the REC needs you, and the Duval Republican Trump Club needs and wants you.
There you go. And I think that's it's a huge message, and there are so many people who are responsive to that message. So many people realize now that we have to keep things moving. Yes, we have President Trump in office. He's got 2 more years before he's up for reelection. That is not going to be a cakewalk. We know that. What we saw happening here in Florida and certainly here in Duval County proves that it's not going to be a cakewalk. We must fight.
But we did not expect them to go sit in the corner and sulk. We expected them to get mad. We expected them to get dirty, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about that for 2 years. And all of the things that we've been prognosticating has actually come true in this election cycle.
Right.
And right. this is, and if we let them get away with it, this will just be a preview of what right. the presidential election will look like.
Right. And, you know, and I hate to kind of bring this in, but I will for just a second, just to get my two cents worth in. You can relate that to just the inner workings of the local party as well. You know, like we made some changes. We've got a slightly different focus than we have in years past, in decades past, in Duval County, and the people who used to be in power have struggled, just like the Democrats have against Donald Trump, and we're seeing that fight. We're seeing that fight now.
Good
Does
point.
It mean that we are not unified? I think 95-97% of us who participate are unified. We're all working in the same direction, and we're all trying to get things accomplished. But there's that handful. There's the activists, the ones who are out there. They come in to lob their grenades and see how much trouble. And say exact same thing on a much smaller scale, but exactly the same kinds of tactics. So yeah, we're seeing it everywhere.
You know, I think I read, in fact, I know I read a report that said there is a movement to divide the Trump supporters in the Republican Party.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Right? And I think we're not only seeing that here locally, I think we're seeing that statewide, and mm-hmm. I think we're seeing that nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Jeff Flake, you know, doing what he's doing, and
yeah.
Of course, who knows what Mitt Romney's going to do. I don't have a lot of confidence in him.
We'll see.
But it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
mm-hmm.
there is this effort to divide us, and people like you and I, we're just adamant. No, we're not going to be divided.
Yeah. And dumbfounded, actually. And again, I will bring it back to Duval County. That was one of, you know, I talk about how we've been discussing in the post-election the different dynamics of, you know, what actually happened during the election cycle. And one of those dynamics was the never Trumpers, the people who, you know, for years and years and years told us conservatives, you know, like, yes, well, this is our nominee and you're just going to have to hold your nose and vote. And we expect you to get out there and help us work for them. And we did.
And we did.
Yeah. We always went, okay, fine. You know, we are Republicans and we will get out there and we will fight the good fight and we will try and get our guy elected. But this time, because it's Trump, they didn't follow their own advice. They decided to stay home or they decided to work against him. And now in this election, same kind of situation did indeed occur with DeSantis. We had people who voted in the primary for Putnam and decided they're going to take their ball and go home. They would not vote for DeSantis. And in some cases, either did not vote at all or possibly, as I've been told, voted for Gillum instead. That's just against anything and everything that I believe in. And I don't understand it. But those are the kinds of people that are indeed, whether it be in Duval County, in the whole state of Florida, or be across the country. This is happening. And we have got to stop it. And those people, I mean, you got to decide where you are. You're either a Republican or you're not. Get in or out, you know, truly.
And those that 3%, those are truly the rhinos, Republicans in name only.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many races in the past where the candidate in the primary or rather in the general election was not my candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I have often said, well, that wasn't my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the Republican is nominated, he's my only he or she is my only choice.
There you go. So, yeah, it's true. Marty, I know you're on the line. And if you can hold on for me, we've got 1 minute to the break. So just hold on for me and we will get to you. For those of you who are listening, I wanted to let you know that if you want to get into the conversation like Bill earlier or like Marty on hold now, the number here is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And we'll be happy to have you get in on the conversation. We are coming up on the halftime break, so stay tuned for a few minutes while all of our advertisers get their products out there. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has canceled his planned meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's after Russia seized a number of Ukrainian ships over the weekend. Ahead of a weekend meeting with the Chinese President Xi, President Trump is suggesting he may keep current trade tariffs in place. Both sides have raised tariffs on billions of dollars of one another's goods in a fight that has rattled the financial markets. The president says he'd like to strike a new deal, but feels no need to do so. Meanwhile, in London, British Prime Minister Theresa May is refusing to rule out the possibility of Britain leaving the European Union as scheduled next year without a deal. Lawmakers still have to approve the terms of the agreement she struck with the European Union. Consumers boosted their spending in September at the fastest pace in 7 months. Their incomes were up by the largest amount in 9 months. On Wall Street now, the Dow has reversed course. It's in positive territory, up by 32 points. This is SRN News.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I once heard a missionary talk about rearranging your life's activities in light of the Great Commission. I don't think he meant that we need to become missionaries or preachers or pastors. I think he meant that we need to determine that the rest of our life is going to count for the stewardship of the gospel that has been committed to us. We need to devote ourselves to stewardship living in every part of our life, whether this be in our property, our gifts, our talents, our time, our wealth. We need to rearrange our life's activities in light of the Great Commission.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face the Indianapolis Colts. Tune in at 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And my producer is sitting here in the booth laughing hysterically.
You're not paying attention.
You know what? It is true. It is true. Normally, you got to be proud of me, Brian. You have to, come on.
Because the mic is in front of you?
The mic was in front of me when we started the show.
That's true. I give you props.
Hey, see? Cool. Now, what he's laughing about is... the music came on, the light came on, and we were just sitting here looking at each other, having a conversation. So.
Yeah, what's that red light for?
Yeah, hey. Look at that. We're on the air. So he did, in reality, he actually did try to get our attention through through the glass.
It's wonderful that even though we're not on the air, we tend to talk politics here amongst ourselves.
The
goods and the bads.
Exactly. The conversations do continue. But Marty has been on hold for a while now. Marty, thanks for staying with us. Welcome to the show this afternoon.
Okay, it's a pleasure as always to get involved in your program. First of all, I want to make a few comments, if I may. And now, who is your guest? Who's there?
I've got John Kraft with the REC, and I've got the president and the vice president of the Trump Club, Jim Davis,
okay,
and Scott Thomas.
Now, I want to ask you a question, or somebody from the Trump Club. How do they receive, or where do they get their funding from for the Trump Club?
Where do you get your funding, Jim?
We have membership costs. we are currently looking at creating some paraphernalia that we can use to increase that. And, you know, is it okay?
You mean things for sale?
Yeah,
Trump stuff.
Yeah, we're going to trail. Okay. Yeah, we sell Trump stuff.
For sale. Do you get any money funding from the REC?
We do not.
No.
Okay, no, I'm just asking because I'm aware I'm not participating in the Trump Club here for different reasons, which I can tell you off the air. But so
yeah, I want to know because if you care about the country, I want you.
So anyway, I was told that the Trump Club consists of Republicans, Democrats, and NPAs. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
It might be correct in St. Johns County. In St. Johns County, okay, the Trump Club is not a chartered club.
Okay, so the guy who's there for your Trump Club in your county, what is the consist? Who's involved in your party? Is it strictly Republicans?
In our club, we have only Republican people who are registered as Republicans.
Who are members?
Okay, well,
members.
I totally support your club, but the one that's here locally. I was told that it consists of Republicans, Democrats, and nonpartisan. And I want to say this, that I voted for my first time for Nixon. I've never voted for a D at the end. And whoever the candidate is, I'm a loyal Republican.
Hear, hear.
And I vote for, but the thing about it is that, what was I going to say? The thing about it is that... it's not a club. It's not a club per se. It's not something for fun, because I saw. Well, I did election duty at the early voting at the supervisor election, and right. Also election day at my precinct. I'm the precinct committee person, and I saw a fanatical devotion to the cause with the Democrats. That they would basically. I'm going to say this. I've said it before. If Adolf Hitler was alive and he was living in certain communities in South Florida, the Democrats would, if he was running for county commissioner or mayor, and I said this before and you know it to be true, that the Democrats would vote for him. Anybody, Adolf Hitler.
Well, okay. We get the point.
So anyway, they vote for anybody as long as he's the party candidate. And I want to say another thing, that we do need some dedication, some loyalty, because as far as organization goes, I mean, these people would literally, it sounded like they would drop themselves down on a hand grenade to save their candidate. So we definitely need the same, mentality. And I'd like to talk to your Trump person off the air and discuss a few things with him.
Well, we can arrange that. We can arrange that easily enough. Yeah, Marty.
Another thing we are having from the St. Augustine Republican Club, we are having our annual Christmas party, and it's going to be on December 10th. Like for you or anybody else that's involved, anybody else to come down, you can go on the computer and check out St. Augustine Republican Club or whatever.
Okay.
And I want to say, where's
the party?
It's going to be at the Shriners Club, which is south off of US 1.
Okay. So for those of you in the St. Augustine area, there's December 10th. That'd be a good gathering if you're a Republican and you want to celebrate Christmas with like-minded people. That would be a great place to go. Marty, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And
thanks for always being there.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas if I don't see you, Marty. All right, so one of the things that he brings up is this controversy that kind of got started with some of the Trump clubs. There are Trump clubs in Florida that are not chartered clubs. They're not chartered Republican clubs. And they did with the intent of trying to do the big tent kind of thing. They went out and they got Democrats and NPAs and all kinds of people to join their Trump clubs, which is fine to an extent. But it allows for a lot of infiltration, if you will. It allows for a lot of different things to happen. In Duval, and we're certainly not the only county, but Duval is one of the counties where we actually went ahead and chartered our Trump club. It is chartered through the Republican Party here in the county and at the state level. And that means that only Republicans can become a member. That does not mean that you can't have a Trump supporter who is an NPA or a Democrat. It does not mean that they cannot attend the meetings. But if they want to really get involved and they want to have a voice and they want to work for the president, then they need to seriously consider changing parties to the president's party and get on board and support him.
Now,
and we're more than happy to have people come in and see what we're all about and say, yeah, I definitely want to be on the Trump train and I'll change parties. We're more than happy. And then they can become members, not a problem.
I can tell you this, especially from the Kavanaugh hearings forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we're having a meeting at a Republican office, or if we're out visiting,
mm-hmm.
I've had no less than four Democrats say they've had enough. I didn't leave the party. The party left me.
Right.
You know, I didn't know this, but you can go online and you can change your party on your phone and then you're good to go. But, you know, what Marty's concern is real, but the reality is there are people who are ready to make the decision. The divide in the country today is literally, are you pro-constitutional or are you something else?
Right.
You know, we're either going to let the constitutional guide our country, or we're going to let the UN run our country. And that's where we are in the divide today.
Yeah.
Now in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, the RPOF, Republican Party of Florida, says mm-hmm. you cannot, as a club, use the word Republican.
Correct.
Unless it is a chartered club from the local Republican Executive
Right.
Committee.
Right. You have to be chartered through the local committee and then to the state party. Right. Otherwise, you cannot, unless you happen to be a club in the hierarchy of a nationally chartered club. There are clubs that operate nationally. Like, for example, the Republican Women Federated Club. That is a national club, and they have chapters in, you know, all over the nation. It's chartered through the RNC. But beyond that, yes, you've got to come through the local party.
So I can't just run out here and say, I want to make a John Kraft Republican club.
Right.
I can be a John Kraft club, but I cannot be a John Kraft Republican club.
Yes, exactly.
Fair enough. Exactly
right. And that actually is to, you know, we were talking during the break about protecting the brand. You can't just have anybody go out and say, hey, I'm the Republican club, or, you know, the Duval Executive Committee for the Democrats across town are going to come up and go, well, we'll have a Republican club, and this is what we think. I mean, you know, you just can't do that. If you want to use the name Republican, then there's some accountability that goes along with it. So that's what the chartering process is for. Anyway, with all of that said, we still have the Trump Club is very, very active. You've got how many people in it? About over 200, right?
Over 200.
Over 200 members right now of the
and
Trump
growing.
Club. And continuing to grow. So we will be back. We're into our last advertising spot here. We'll be right back.
Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Welcome back for the last segment of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. Sitting here talking with John Kraft from the REC and also Jim Davis and Scott Thomas from the Duval Trump Club. So we're really in actually a very good position here in Duval County because we were able to fight against a huge, huge, gigantic onslaught from the Democrat Party, from the Socialist Party, and actually from the Communist Party as well. The money and manpower that got poured into Duval, and people say, well, you know, like I don't know how you think you got targeted. Well, we know we got targeted. There's no question about it. If you listen to Andrew Gillum in the last few weeks of his campaign, he kept talking about he knew he was going to take Florida because Duval was going to pull him through. I mean, that was where the focus was. And why? Because Duval County, Jacksonville, was the only metropolitan city in Florida to carry, and just barely, carry Trump in 2016. We were the last one. We were the holdout. We carried for Trump. He only got 48.48% of the vote. but he's still carried here. One of those reasons, same kind of deal as what happened to Rick Scott across the state. You got the purists out there back with Trump. 11,000 people in Duval County voted for Gary Johnson in the Libertarian Party. I mean, Gary Johnson was a disaster by anybody's standards, including the standards of the Libertarian Party, but they still voted for him. 11,000 votes went to Gary Johnson.
As a protest vote.
Yeah, as a protest vote. And so we barely carried for Trump. Same deal with Governor Scott this year. We had so many people who were upset. It's the NRA purists. You've got one candidate, Bill Nelson, who would gladly take away all of your gun rights tomorrow. Yeah. And then you've got Rick Scott, who wound up having to sign one bill that allowed for, yes, an incursion in Second Amendment rights, and I am absolutely a Second Amendment person, but he signed that bill. Okay, now compare the two. Which one do you want?
No comparison.
Absolutely zero comparison. And yet we have people across the state of Florida who did that that protest vote and voted, either voted for Bill Nelson or did not vote at all. And that's just unconscionable to me. But it happens.
It was amazing. I happened to be volunteering to watch the manual recount.
Right.
The amount of ballots that were not voted down in, and you can go to the Supervisor of Elections website and see those races that did not, the amount of votes.
Right.
And the numbers just don't come up together because there were so many races that were not even voted.
Right.
And you were talking about the outside influence. At the table where I was observing the recount, I had two men there from the Democrat side. Mm-hmm. One, and in casual conversation, just, man, where's home? Thinking locally, that sort of thing.
Right.
One was from Chicago, and the other one was from San Francisco. Now, I don't think that Chicago and San Francisco, last time I checked, are not in Clay County or anything surrounding us where that they just happened to drop by.
Yeah.
These folks were here in force,
right,
to try to change our
professionals,
our election.
Yes, and they had been here for months. I mean, these kinds of forces had been in this county for months and months and months, and it's just it's kind of fascinating to watch. It certainly renews our call for volunteers, and it certainly renews our resolve to make sure that we start following that same pattern of really work ethic, if you will. I mean, these people, were just, I mean, they'll come from anywhere. They will do anything, say anything to get the job done.
And
Republicans tend to be more polite than that.
Yes.
We need to get down to work.
And you in a situation like that, you're starting to realize exactly how other elections tend to impact, or other elections tend to impact each other.
Right.
In the canvassing board was the Supervisor of Elections, mm-hmm. Which Mike Hogan ran as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Appointment by the President of the City Council,
mm-hmm.
Which happens to be a Republican. He would appoint someone to show up on that canvassing board if he didn't himself.
Right.
And the Chief Judge of the County Court,
mm-hmm.
Which is a nonpartisan. However, if you think back, and if the Supervisor of Elections race or the City Council race were not Republican, then those canvassing board positions would have been filled by Democrats. And that canvassing board now looks at those ballots in a totally different light. Where we had there were protests put in place that said, well, this mark is closest to, it may have been an inch away, but it's closest to Bill Nelson. So they really intended for Bill Nelson.
Right.
So
if the canvassing board is inclined to go with that interpretation,
then so every race has an impact.
Exactly.
And it may not seem like much of an impact at any one time,
mm-hmm.
But there again, we're coming up on city elections.
Right.
We've got a mayor, a city council.
Right.
Those ballots count.
Right.
And count in greater elections like the one we just went through.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's something else that, like, yes, people are still kind of obsessing, or some people are, about having a loss in Duval County for DeSantis and a small loss for Rick Scott. But on the other hand, again, since those races were the ones that were targeted, if you look at other races, the attorney general race, Ashley Moody, the Republican, won by 9,000 votes. Same voters, same ballots. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the targeted race. So a lot of the people who are Democrats and a lot of people who are registered as MPAs who cross vote in all of our elections went ahead and did that in those elections. You look at there was one countywide election for a county position on this ballot, and that was for tax collector. Jim Overton was the Republican, and he was running against Mia
Jones,
thank you. Gosh. Who was a very popular Democrat. With all of these votes, with all of these people who ran in there to vote for Andrew Gillum, you would think that there's a really good possibility that this very popular Democrat could win. She didn't.
Well, wasn't there, outstanding turnout this year for the elections? What was the percent of Republicans this year for Duval County?
The percentage of Republicans who voted? 70.92%.
That's absolutely a record.
Yes, absolutely. And so because of that, same ballot, same voters, yes, there were certain races that were targeted, but for the other races, we got our usual split, if you will. So yes, Jim Overton and the Republican took that countywide race. The trick is that we have got to stay informed and we have got to stay active, and our voters have to get out to vote again.
Yep.
This spring, in March, we've got the first election of the unitary city county election, and in May we have the runoff. We've got to get our voters back out there. Hasn't ended.
And at this moment, the Democrats lead us in population here by about 27,000 voters.
Yes.
A little over 27,000.
Yes. And which is incredibly common. That is, if you go back and look historically, you will find that the Democrats usually are out-register Republicans always somewhere between 22,000 and 32,000 votes. Always. But we have that crossover vote just because they're registered Democrats in South, especially, does not mean that they're not conservatives and they don't vote that way. So again, there's a lot of dynamics that goes on here in Duval County. I am being told that we are down to our last minute for this show. This show goes by so quickly. It's amazing.
Need an hour.
We have an hour.
Need an hour and a half.
quick comeback on that one.
It goes so fast because you're having so much fun.
Exactly. Anyway, folks, we've got so much more going on. We're going to take a little bit of a rest for the holidays, but when we come back, we're going to be going strong because we have got city and county elections coming up. It's going to be extremely important. We must maintain control of the city of Jacksonville. So we will be talking about all of that in detail. So for right now, we will see you next Thursday, same time, 2:00. Don't forget to tune in, and we'll see you next week.